Michael John Walker. This is Your Life Story. The year is 1957. It's the year that the Soviet Union initiates the space race by launching the first satellite, Sputnik. To many, that raises the possibility of space-based weapons and puts fear into the hearts of the free world. Closer to home, John Diefenbaker becomes Prime Minister of Canada, putting fear into the hearts of many liberals. Ford introduces the Edsel, a product not even a future star media director could sell. 1957 is also the year a couple of teenagers meet at a church fair in England. 14-year-old Paul McCartney and 16-year-old John Lennon go on to write a couple of moderately successful songs together. It's the year that rumors begin to circulate that Elvis Presley is fond of collecting teddy bears, and the king of rock and roll is inundated with stuffed animals from his many fans. The report is completely untrue, and Elvis gives the bears to charity, but it inspires a couple of songwriters to come up with a tune for the first movie written especially for Elvis, a 1957 musical called Loving You.
But is it gonna be your teddy bear? Put a chain around my neck and leave me anywhere. Oh, let me be,
oh, let him be
your teddy bear.
And just as Teddy Bear reaches number one on the charts, the hero of our story is born in Oakville, Ontario, on July the 21st, 1957. And when you consider that Marshall McLuhan and Robin Williams were also born on the 21st of July, in different years, of course, it's no surprise that Michael John Walker would go on to master the art of delivering the message through the media and develop a certain gift for humor, too. Michael grows up in Oakville, attending Oakville Trafalgar High School, where he becomes a star athlete, a straight-A student, and class valedictorian. Okay, none of that really happened, but it is his birthday after all, so I'm trying to be nice. Michael does graduate high school in 1974, just about the time that one of his favorite bands is dominating the record charts. After trying university for a year and finding it not to his taste, Mike gets a job at an advertising agency. Having inherited his grandfather Tom's gift for numbers, Mike thrives in the media department. He also shows the family flair for the stage by trying out for and landing roles in community theater productions. In 1980, he lands the role of Rodney Stoutheart in The Mumberly Inheritance, demonstrating that he also shares the family gift for mumberlying. Mike finds himself playing opposite a young lady named Jackie Curtis, who's playing the heroine, Daphne Mumberly. Jackie is from a family that Mumberlys as well. They quickly discover that displaying affection on stage comes quite easily, requiring, in fact, no acting at all.
And your eyes, they tell me how much you care.
Mike and Jackie move in together, and Mike develops a strong love for Jackie's daughter, Amanda. He officially adopts her in 1982. 2 years later, on July the 7th, 1984, Mike and Jackie are married, with family and friends in attendance. On a day that recalls the glory days of the big band era, they begin life together as husband and wife, dancing to the theme of Glenn Miller's orchestra. Mike's flair for developing media campaigns gains the attention of the industry, and in 1984, he becomes the youngest person to head the media department of an international agency. At one point, he's even media director for two agencies, and they both know it. For the next 10 years, Mike continues to develop his craft, while also enjoying family life and pursuing his other interests, including music, listening to favorite bands such as Chicago and Genesis. Mike also continues to pursue his love of acting, and his craft will reach its zenith in Richard Faze, the continuing character he plays for Jackie's company, Murder Most Foul. Mike will play the character of Dick Faze more than 100 times. In 1994, Mike decides it's time to stop using his gift for media strategy to enrich others and opens his own company, Walker Media, moving his offices into a heritage building on George Street in Oakville in 2002. 2 years later, Mike develops a new interest, politics. Not the public face of politics, the office holder, but the behind-the-scenes challenge of helping to advance his chosen party's fortunes. Once again, his talents are quickly recognized, and Mike is currently spending his 50th year directing the campaign for candidate Rick Byers in the provincial riding of Oakville. Michael Walker, media genius, political operative, musician, music lover, actor, stargazer, motorcycle rider, yacht owner, husband and father. In an earlier age, he would have been called a Renaissance man. But those of us who know him better know the truth. Mike just can't decide what he wants to be when he grows up. Ah well, perhaps by his 75th birthday. With this special life story, I'm Scott Walker.